In nomine Iesu omne genuflectatur, celestium terrerum et infernorum, et omnis lingua confideatur, quia Dominus Iesus Christus in gloria est Dei Patris. In the name of Jesus, let every knee bow of those who are in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. And let every tongue confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is in the glory of God the Father. Today, in this ancient rite, we celebrate the feast of the holy name of Jesus. The most important name there is. No one can enter heaven if they don't believe in Jesus, that he is the Son of God, the Son of Mary, true God and true man, the Savior of the world, who has come to us and to save us, to deliver us from our sins, to deliver us from all evil that we ourselves commit. And of course, most people, when we say evil, they think of earthquakes and volcanoes and whatnot, which are just part of nature. They're not either good nor bad. They're neutral. Evil is in the heart of man. And so we need to rid ourselves, to expunge ourselves from evil, to take a rake like we do in the garden and take it out and throw it out where it can be burned with all the trash. And of course, this is very important. Now, many people continuously take the name of God in vain. And of course, everybody thinks that unless you say GD, that is not in vain. No. Every time somebody says, "Oh my God," in vain, that is in vain. You're not praying. You're not worshiping God. You're not acknowledging anything. How many people think that when they say that? They're using it as an expletive. And this is wrong. Of course, I've tried for many years, and there are still some people. I talk to them, and 2 minutes later, they say it again. It's just ingrained. Sin is ingrained in the soul, in the heart of man. Well, we need to get rid of it and ingrain the holy name of Jesus, all that he has done for us. He has come to the mountain of Zion, in the cave of Bethlehem, has become for us the mountain of Zion. The Son of God has become the Son of Man through the condescension and the obedience and cooperation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, mediatrix of all graces and co-redemptress of all mankind. And so we also need to become cooperators in the work of salvation. Because Mary, by her cooperation, is not elevated to God. She's not the fourth person of the Trinity, as some very stupid non-theologians may maintain. And of course, the heretics, you can go on forever about that. Mary is the first creature of God, the most wonderful, glorious creature of God, but she is a creature. But she has cooperated in the work of redemption all the way to the cross, and now all the way to her assumption, body and soul, into heaven. But never, ever would you hear the Blessed Mother profane the name of her beloved Son. And so, too, you must be imitators of Mary. She is our Blessed Mother who teaches us how to love God and how to worship God properly. And of course, today we remember all these things that happened 2,000 years ago. Especially in the Gospel, we remember that after the days were done, they named him Jesus, just as he was named. And by whom was he named? He was named by God the Father through the archangel Gabriel. You shall call him Jesus, because he shall save his people from their sins. And of course, first of all, he's talking about Israel, the official, original people of God. But Christ has changed that. Now the church, the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church, outside of which there is no salvation, has become the people of God. And so we must do as the angels tell us, as the Blessed Mother tells us. And so today, in a very, very special way, we honor the name of Jesus. And of course, we have begun the Mass, the procession, with a beautiful hymn, which originally was sung in Spain, and then for some reason or other in Poland, in the same tune, "We Stand for God." And of course, the original is more of a praise of God, but "We Stand for God" means that we will do everything and everything necessary to worship God, to obey God, to honor God. And so today we need to remember this. It is a very special day today for the Holy Name Society, especially our Holy Name Society of St. Stephen. And as a result, we need to continue to honor our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we, of course, at every time we have Holy Hour or benediction, we do so, hopefully, while thinking about it. As I said the other day, many people say a lot of words, but they don't mean anything. And we mustn't do that. We need to say the words, but mean it with all our heart, with all our soul. And so we say, "Blessed be God. Blessed be his holy name. Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be his most sacred heart. Blessed be his most precious blood. Blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary most holy. Blessed be her holy and immaculate conception. Blessed be her glorious Assumption. Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin and Mother. Blessed be St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse. Blessed be God, and his angels, and in his saints." And so today we join the church, we join the angels in heaven, and all the souls in purgatory and everywhere, as we praise God and his holy name. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.